You are listening to the Advisor Solutions Podcast, episode 100. Welcome to the Advisor Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Finley, president of Advisor Solutions. So what do you think of when you hear the number 100? You might think of 100 years. I know I do. And that's because I thought my grandfather would make it 100 years. He actually made it to 97 and a half, so that's pretty good. Or you might be thinking of your income. I know I used to. When I was a rookie, I thought to myself, if I could only make $100,000 a year, I'd be rich. But today, when I hear the number 100, I think of 100 episodes. 100 episodes of the Advisor Solutions Podcast. And I think of 100 weeks. 100 weeks of writing, recording, editing, producing, and promoting these podcasts. Get this. I think of you. The listener. The person that's been listening to this for the last 2 years. And I think to myself, I hope that you're getting a lot out of these podcasts. And when I think back to the beginning of this journey, I never dreamed I'd hit 100. 100 episodes, that is. But that's where we are today. The Advisor Solutions Podcast 100th episode. And what better topic to talk about today than to talk about the best of the best episodes so that you can learn what your peers in 24 different countries listen to the most. So, if you're ready to hear the best of the best Advisor Solutions Podcast episodes, then stick around. So why this topic? Why would you want to know what your peers have been listening to the most? Well, think of it this way. If thousands of advisors and agents in 24 countries such as Brazil, Russia, Australia, Thailand, India, the United Kingdom, and even Senegal in West Africa, just to name a few, are downloading episodes based on what they're interested in, well, then you might be interested in those episodes too. And that's why I wanted to do this podcast today. Because financial advisors, insurance agents, and wholesalers from Australia to Africa and everywhere in between have the same challenges, and they need solutions. So, what we're going to do today is we're going to cover three things in this podcast. First, the evolution of the Advisor Solutions Podcast, so that you understand how and why I created the podcast. Second, the top 10 best of the best episodes countdown, so that you know what episodes to listen to next. And third, the next level, so that you know what to do when you're ready to succeed. Now, before we jump into those three things that we're going to talk about in this podcast, I just want to share one last thought. Whether this is your first time listening to the Advisor Solutions Podcast, or you've been listening to all 100 episodes, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for listening. And it's my hope that you'll continue to listen to the next 100 episodes as well. So without further ado, let's begin. The evolution of the Advisor Solutions Podcast. So I talked about the evolution of the Advisor Solutions Podcast over a year ago in a previous podcast. I think it was episode 40, The Power of the Podcast. But it bears worth repeating. So who is Advisor Solutions? And who am I? And what's the history around the Advisor Solutions Podcast anyway? Maybe this is your first episode, or maybe it's your 100th episode, 100th time listening to the podcast. I don't know. But what I do know is that it's important that you understand who you're actually listening to. So let me give you my backstory. I started in the business in 1993, and if you've been listening to these podcasts, you know that I've said that before. And I've actually been coaching financial advisors, insurance agents, wholesalers, and so on, since 2004. See, when I started, I was living in Milwaukee, and I knew no one. And I started from scratch, and I knew nothing about the market, investing, or how to build a business. I was just lost. I literally don't know how I made it past the survival stage, but I did. And I created a business, and I was in production for a lot of years, 13 years, until 2006, when I just couldn't run both businesses at the same time. I started out as an RIA, Registered Investment Advisor, and I was there for about a year and then went to a wirehouse for 9 years. And then I did a very short two and a half, in a bank branch. And then it was time for the next step. So the next step was really to get to creating Advisor Solutions. I knew I wanted to. And in 2004, 20 years ago, as of this recording, I started Advisor Solutions. Now, it was interesting because it just happened. And the way it happened, to make a long story short, is I went home one day after closing a big annuity, and I sat down and I thought about the business. Now, the reason I did that was because after I closed that annuity, I grabbed the phone to call the next person, and I didn't know what I was going to do, what I was going to say, who I was going to talk to. You see, I was winging it. But I did know I wanted to set another appointment and close another big case. But that night, I sat down, and I made a pie chart. And I looked at the pie chart, and I asked myself, if this is the business, what does it look like? And I knew what it looked like, because I could tell that there were certain facets or pieces of the pie that literally I needed to work on to get to the next level. Things like time management, prospecting, sales, marketing, and so on. And so I wrote down all of the challenges I could think of in those different facets of the business, and I started looking for solutions. Well, now I've coached over 25,000 hours of individual and group coaching sessions, spoke all over the United States and even Canada, and wrote a couple of books. The first book came out years ago in 2011. It's a 473-page book. It was a big book. It's called 101 Advisor Solutions, a financial advisor's guide to strategies that educate, motivate, and inspire. And the second book came out in October 2023, called Advisor Life, a series of short stories about tools, techniques, and transformational moments. That one was a pretty big book too, 415 pages. But as I was writing that second book, I didn't have a podcast yet. Not yet, anyway. Then I went to the next step. So the next step was to create the Advisor Solutions podcast. See, when COVID-19 hit in March 2020, I thought I'd start a podcast. You see, I wanted to reach out to more people, and I thought a podcast would be a great way to do it. But I didn't do anything. In fact, time flew by, and it wasn't until November 2021, on Black Friday, that I bought the equipment. And unfortunately, I still didn't do anything until January 2022. And that's when I sat down and I recorded the very first podcast, episode 1, Are You Coachable? The long story short with that podcast was I worked on the script. I had it all mapped out and I went into my little podcast booth and I began recording on a snowy January night in Minnesota. I recorded an hour and then after I finished, I looked down and I realized I didn't record anything. So at that point, I thought, I've got two choices. I could go home at 7 o'clock at night, it's dark out, it's cold, or I could go back in and give it another shot. And that's what I did. I recorded that podcast in half the time, 30 minutes, in one take. And I learned after that how to write, record, edit, and post these podcasts. Was a huge learning curve. And I wrote, recorded, and edited 10 podcasts before I ever decided to launch one. See, I wanted to get ahead, a little bit of ahead of these podcasts, and I'm glad I did. But finally, I finally did it. I launched that first episode, episode one, Are You Coachable? On May 3rd, 2022. And it's been an amazing feeling. An amazing feeling to create something, and whether it's a business, a book, or a podcast, and waiting to see what happens when you put it out into the world. And that's what I did. So what happened next was interesting to me. What happened next, since I launched the podcast, was these podcasts have reached people in 24 different countries worldwide. I work with a lot of people in the United States and Canada, but it amazes me to think that people in Jamaica, the UK, Peru, Puerto Rico, Russia, Brazil, Singapore, Costa Rica, Australia, Spain, Italy, Ireland, India, Portugal, and get this, Kashmir, are listening to this podcast. And I didn't even cover all the countries. In fact, if you're listening to this podcast in any one of those countries or any country outside of the United States, shoot me an email. Let me know who you are and say hello. And I'll personally thank you. But here's the craziest thing that happened since launching this podcast. I've created a library of solutions. Let me explain what I mean. When I work with clients, and oftentimes I refer to a podcast, a specific topic that they need help with, but also being able to answer an email from someone across the world, that I can shoot a podcast and say, this is the solution. Listen to this. And then I'm able to send the podcast. And eventually, if I speak with them the next day or the next week, they'll understand what the solutions are before we've even spoken. But the most important thing that I can say that's happened since launching these podcasts is that I'm hopefully helping you. Helping you to understand that for every challenge that you've ever had, and for every challenge that you're having right now, and for every challenge that you will ever have, there is always, always, always a solution. There's always a solution. And now that you understand the evolution of the Advisor Solutions podcast, it's important for you to understand the top 10 best of the best episode countdown. And that is what we're going to talk about next. The top 10 best of the best episodes countdown. When I was thinking about the topic for this 100th episode, I knew that I wanted something that you could actually get the most out of. And I quickly realized that this episode really shouldn't be about me and what I wanted to talk about, but instead it should be about you or your peers and what they seem to want to listen to. So I did some research behind the scenes where I host the site, and I took a look at the statistics. How many people are actually listening to the podcast each week? How many different countries the podcast has reached? And what are the most popular episodes out of the 100 episodes? But the thing that crossed my mind the most was, wouldn't the older episodes be the ones that were most listened to because, well, they've been out in the world the longest? Well, the answer is actually no. In fact, some of the episodes that I'm going to talk to you about today were actually launched months after I started the podcast. So, let's jump into the countdown of the top 10 best of the best episodes so far, starting with number 10. Number 10, Mastering the Initial Contact, Case Study, episode 24. I have to admit, I was actually a little surprised about this one, that this topic made it into the top 10. Best of the best episodes, that is. But it does kind of make sense. What I mean is, a lot of advisors and agents have challenges with putting people into the pipeline. Maybe you're one of them. They want to have a way to put people into the pipeline and set more appointments and start the pipeline process, but they just don't really know how. Or they do have a way, but the current system just really isn't working very well. Maybe you can relate to that. I had this challenge for years. I had a kind of a start-stop prospecting method where I'd prospect for a little while, put people in, and then slow down and not have anybody in there at all. This episode was the first in a four-part series of each of what I call the four stages of the pipeline. Here's what they are. Stage one, the initial contact. Stage two, the first appointment. Stage three, the second appointment or closing appointment. And stage four, attracting referrals. So what's interesting about this series that I did is it explains actual case studies of advisors and agents that had been where you might be right now, but have learned the solutions to get to the next level. And as I was putting together my notes for this podcast, today's episode, I thought to myself, what better way to help you to understand the top 10 than to let you listen in to a little clip of the podcast? So let's listen into the clip of the podcast so that you better understand why this topic. So let's listen in. So why this topic? Why would you want to learn how to master the initial contact? Because if you don't have a better process for knowing what to say, how to say it, and how to handle the objections, you'll always be prospecting from a place of winging it, just hoping that you get it right. And here's what I mean. See, when I was a rookie, and I got in the business a long time ago, 1993, I was winging it. I had no structure for what to say in the first 60 seconds. And as a result, most prospects either hung up on me or they'd get ready to give me an objection. And if they were kind enough, and I say that lightly, to give me an objection, I didn't know what to do. In other words, I didn't really have a good system for the initial contact. See, when this happens, most advisors and agents start to build up a fear of rejection. So eventually, most fail in the business. But you're not most advisors, otherwise you probably wouldn't be listening to this. You're probably a veteran that has the same challenges that they did years ago, although it's resurfaced if your pipeline's not growing. In other words, if you are only talking to your client base and avoiding picking up the phone, you haven't mastered the initial contact. Maybe you're back to having a fear of rejection. That's why I wanted to do this podcast today. In fact, I believe that the most important part of the pipeline is the initial contact. Because if you don't put people into the pipeline, you're not going to put people through, and you're always going to stay on a production plateau. So what we're going to do today is we're going to cover three things in this podcast. First, understanding what an effective initial contact looks like, so you know it's possible. Second, the initial contact case studies. So what I've done here is I've created a number of case studies so that you can learn from other advisors and agents' mistakes. And third, what tools to use to make the initial contact, so you're ready to put the mastering the initial contact system into place. So after hearing that, if you feel like one of the biggest challenges in your business is the initial contact, then you're going to want to listen to episode 24, Mastering the Initial Contact, case study. Let's go to number 9. Number 9, Mastering Motivation and Momentum, episode number 5. So picture this. I can teach you all the tips, tools, techniques, strategies, and solutions to get you to the next level. I've done it before, and I can do it again. But if you aren't motivated to pick up the phone and even begin to talk to anyone, you won't succeed. Or if you've made it past the survival stage, which I hope you have, and you're stuck on a production plateau, you won't get to the next level until you master motivation and momentum. So I'm not surprised at all that episode 5 made it into the best of the best podcast list. But what I am surprised about is that it didn't get closer to number 1. And that's because at some point, most financial advisors, insurance agents, and wholesalers need help at getting motivated. I'm sure you can relate to that. So let's listen into a clip of the podcast so that you get a better understanding of why this topic is so important to so many people and what I talk about in this episode. So why this topic? Why should you learn how to master your motivation and momentum? Because unless you have a process for becoming motivated and keeping that motivation, you'll always stay on a production plateau. In other words, you'll stay on a production trend line, and it'll take a lot longer for you to get to the next level. And let me explain what I mean. About a year and a half ago, I started working with a newer advisor. He had been in the business for 4 years, and in the first 4 years, he was struggling. He was struggling to get to the next level or get past survival, but he was also struggling to stay motivated. Now, this advisor had about $12 million under management. And if you've been in the business for a while, you know that in some firms, they would have let him go. But he contacted me because he had been in a free group coaching session about a year earlier that was about getting through or handling objections. And he learned what to say and how to say it, but he wasn't applying it. So when he got to the point where he could get a coach, or he could, quote, afford, unquote, a coach, he contacted me, and we began. I taught him what to say, how to say it, and he started prospecting a lot harder than he had before. At any rate, a year went by, and he became unstoppable. And the reason he became unstoppable was because success breeds success. I'm sure you've heard that before. And he gathered $13 million in 1 year. So how did he go from $12 million to $25 million a year later? Well, it was because he was motivated and he was having success. Now, one of the great things about what happened with that advisor was the fact that it came full circle. He actually started teaching some of the guys in the group coaching program about what he was doing. Now, these were veterans. These veterans had not been gathering assets before putting together a financial plan. He taught them how to do that. And I thought that was pretty impressive because here was a financial advisor that just a year earlier was struggling to stay motivated and to succeed. And here he was now teaching others. Actually, some people that had been in the business for 30 plus years. So think of your business this way. Your business is kind of like an old-fashioned freight train. Now, picture a Western movie, you know, something from the 50s or 60s or something like that, where there's a train in the station. Now, that train takes a long time to get started. And as you can see in those Western movies, it almost takes forever for the steam to really get that train to pull out of the station. But once it's up to full steam ahead, there's no stopping it. That's where that advisor was. Now, the only question is, what type of momentum does your business have right now? Are you running full steam ahead, or are you stuck in the station? What we're going to learn today are three things in this podcast. First, the problem with procrastination, so that you can understand the truth about procrastination and know what it really is. Second, the motivation and momentum assessment, so that you can find out where you really are on the motivation scale. And third, the top seven strategies to kickstart your business, so that you have a step-by-step process for moving forward. Well, hopefully you understood and can understand the importance of mastering motivation and momentum. If so, and you need solutions in this area of your business, check out episode 5. You'll be glad you did. Let's go to number 8. Number 8, how to master questions-based selling. Episode number 17. So this is one of the most important techniques that any advisor, agent, or wholesaler can ever learn. I 100% believe that. See, the reason I say that is because unless you learn a process for helping the prospect or client understand why they should buy, you're just telling them what they should do. Get this. I say this in a lot of my podcasts. If you've been listening to these, you'll know this quote. Quote, people hate to be sold, but they love to buy. Unquote. And they'll buy when they understand why they should buy. And the best way to do that is to help them come to their own conclusion of why they should buy by answering your questions. Let's listen into this clip of the podcast so you can understand questions-based selling, also known as spin selling. So why this topic? Why would you want to learn how to ask better questions? Because unless you learn a process to ask better questions to help people to want to buy, you'll always be telling people what to do and what they should do. And really what you're trying to do is sell. So how do we do this? Well, we do this by asking questions to help people to tell you their situation. And then we continue by asking questions to uncover the problem inside their situation and the implications of not fixing the problem. And get this, we do this by asking the right questions so that they tell you the value of your solutions. And that is what questions-based selling is all about. It's about helping people by asking the right questions. So what we're going to do today is we're going to learn three things in this podcast. First, the importance of questions-based selling so that you understand what questions-based selling really is. Second, the spin selling process so that you have an easy way of remembering the types of questions to ask and why. And third, how to take questions-based selling to the next level so that you can understand tools that can help you to master questions-based selling. Well, hopefully that kind of got you a little curious about questions-based selling. And just to be clear, questions-based selling is also referred to as spin selling. Spin is an acronym for situational-based questions, problem-based questions, implication-based questions, and needs payoff questions. If you don't know how to do this process, you'll absolutely need to listen to episode 17, Mastering Questions-Based Selling. You'll be glad you did. In fact, I 100% believe that if you learn how to do questions-based selling or spin selling, you'll actually get to the next level a lot faster than if you don't. Let's go to number 7. Number 7, Mastering Time Management, episode number 6. So we're all given the same amount of time in the day, but how many times have you felt that you have no structure to the day and no way to handle the interruptions? I mean, you're putting out fires all day long. You put out one fire and you get another fire to put out. If this sounds like you, you're going to want to listen to episode 6, Mastering Time Management. In this episode, I explain a time management formula, which is this. Structure to the day plus interruption management equals mastering time management. Look, you can have all the best of intentions to be productive during the day, but if you don't have structure to your day flows by pretty quickly. And people walk into your office, people interrupt you, you get those phone calls, and if you don't have a process for handling those interruptions, your day is all over the place. Your structure stops the minute you go into putting out the first fire, and then the second, and then the third. And if this sounds like you, you're going to want to listen to this podcast. So let's listen into a clip of that episode so that you can better understand why that topic is so important and what we cover in the podcast. So why this topic? Why mastering time management? Because unless you have a process for mastering your time management, you're always going to be busy, but not productive. In other words, you're going to be doing things that basically you don't need to do, or more likely than not, you're going to be avoiding things that you should be doing in order to take your business to the next level. I talked a little bit about that in the previous podcast, Mastering Motivation and Momentum. But it reminds me of a story of when I was a rookie. There was a top producer that was in a corner office, and I asked him, he was actually a bond broker, I said, "What do you do all day?" And he said to me, "Well, I come into the office, I sit down, I look at what the bonds are, what inventory we have, I make a list of who I want to call, and then I get interrupted. And I take the interruption, put out the fire, and then I go back to my list, and I start calling people. Then I get interrupted. And I put out the fire, and I go back to my list, and start calling people. And then I get interrupted." And you know where this goes. My point is, what he was doing all day wasn't being a financial advisor. He was being a firefighter. Does that sound like something you go through every day? Well, think of it this way. If you don't have structure to your day and a way to handle the interruptions and goals for the day and a game to play so that you can get to that next level, you probably never will. In other words, you are reactive all day instead of proactive. And that's not how you want to grow your business. What we're going to do today is we're going to talk about three things in this podcast. First, we're going to talk about the bottom line list. It's a tool that I created to create structure during the day. Second, we're going to talk about the time matrix to do. It's a tool that I created to handle the interruptions that you're going to get every single day, just like you always have. And number three, we're going to talk about the reward punishment system. It's a tool that I created to make sure that you apply the other tools to turn them into habits. Because if you don't turn them into habits, you'll never sustain a new time management system. Well, I truly believe that mastering time management is one of the biggest challenges that anyone, not just advisors, agents, and wholesalers face, but anyone in any business. In that podcast, I talk about having a 42-item to-do list. Maybe you can relate to that. When I created a tool that I call the Time Matrix To-Do. See, the main difference is having the ability to prioritize each task into one of four categories, which I categorized as now, today, this week, and whenever. This tool works so well because I can literally tell you every task that I've done each month for the entire month, going all the way back to October 2018. Just think about that. Just think how organized that is and how in control you can be when you're that organized. So, if time management is something that you're having a challenge with, go back and listen to episode 6. You'll be glad you did. Number 6, how to prospect like a professional. Episode 11. Do you think of yourself as a professional? I'm sure you do. But if you think of the definition of a professional, it's this. Quote, someone who engages in a specific activity as one's main paid occupation rather than a pastime. Unquote. Now think about that. When you think about prospecting, do you treat it like prospecting is a profession and you're professional? Someone who's prepared? Or do you treat it like a hobby? You do it whenever you feel like it. And a lot of times you don't feel like it. And if that's the case, you're going to want to listen to this podcast. Because if this sounds like you, write this down. Episode 11, How to Prospect Like a Professional. This is a podcast that you're going to want to listen to probably more than once, because I have a step-by-step process to treating prospecting like a professional. So let's listen into a clip of that podcast so you can better understand why it can help you if this topic is something that you need help with. Let's listen in. So why this topic? Why would you want to learn how to prospect like a professional? Because taking your business seriously can have a major impact on your level of success. And here's what I mean. When you take your business seriously, you know who you're going to prospect, you know what you're going to say, how you're going to say it, how to handle the objections, how to play a game to have fun with it, how to increase your skill sets, and how to track your success. In other words, you're a professional when it comes to prospecting. And think of it this way. It's the difference between a major league player and a little league player when it comes to prospecting. And when it comes to prospecting, which one of those teams do you want to be on? The major leagues or the little leagues? And that's why I put together this podcast so that you can learn the top 10 steps to prospecting like a professional. Now, if you're curious about what the top 10 steps to prospecting like a professional are, you need to listen to episode 11. I've talked to rookies and veterans alike who weren't prospecting very professionally. I've taken rookies and veterans alike who were on the verge of getting fired and taught them how to not only prospect, but love prospecting and put people into and through their pipeline. Look, you've only got one business, so why not help yourself and your clients and prospects by being a professional? So, if you're interested in taking your business to the next level and you need a step-by-step process, that's the one you want to listen to. Now, as I was putting this list together, I realized that there was no way that I could do a top 10 countdown and do it all under 30 minutes, or 30 minutes total. So this is the first in a two-part series. I know I probably should have told you at the very beginning of this, but what I realized as I was editing all of this is that I wanted you to understand each one of these episodes more than I wanted to make sure that I was under a 30-minute marker. So listen in next week to hear the rest of the countdown. The next level. Well, I have to admit, it was fun to put these clips together for this podcast. And, like I said before, I didn't mean for it to be two different episodes. But hopefully it gives you an idea of how Advisor Solutions can help you. But you may have forgotten about the three things that we were going to cover in this podcast because you've heard so many different things that I've covered in other podcasts. So, I said that we're going to cover three things in this podcast. First, the evolution of the Advisor Solutions podcast. Check, we did that. Second, the top 10 best of the best episodes countdown. Check, we did that too. Or at least half of the list. Now what we're going to talk about is the next level, so that you know what to do if you're ready to succeed. Well, after 31 years in the industry, as of this recording, 20 years of coaching advisors, agents, and wholesalers, writing and publishing two books, and each being over 400 pages, and now 100 episodes of my podcast, hopefully one thing is crystal clear to you. That if you want to get to the next level, I can help you. And here's how. First, click the follow button right now to make sure that you are notified each week as I launch the next podcast. That way you don't miss any episodes. Second, email me right now. Email me at dan@advisorsolutionsinc.com. Let's set up a time to talk. Well, it's been my pleasure to do the first 100 episodes. And it's my goal to not only give you information, but to help you with application so you get real transformation in your business. So, I'm looking forward to hearing from you. I'm looking forward to helping you. I'm looking forward to you listening to the next podcast and the rest of the list. And I'm looking forward to the next 100 episodes. Well, thank you for listening to this Advisor Solutions podcast. If you liked what you heard, please be sure to subscribe so you can listen each week. Also, check us out on the web at advisorsolutionsinc.com. And finally, if you like what you heard and you want to know more about the Advisor Solutions Group Coaching Program or the Advisor Solutions Individual Coaching Programs, please email me at dan@advisorsolutionsinc.com. I would be happy to set up a free coaching session if that's what you'd like. Again, that's dan@advisorsolutionsinc.com. Please join us next week as we help advisors and agents build a better business, one solution at a time.